We've entered the Advent season when it's customary to remember and celebrate the Advent, or first coming, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That event when God the Son enfleshed himself, he was conceived and born as a human, and his name is Jesus. Today, let's look at some of the people who encountered Jesus Christ as an infant. We will do so through the eyes of Luke. He will be our narrator. If we can imagine how he would speak to us, it might be something like this. My name is Luke. I'm a physician, a medical doctor, a companion and fellow worker with the Apostle Paul. In your Bibles, you'll find two books that I wrote to my good friend and brother Theophilus. One you call the Gospel according to Luke, the other the Acts of the Apostles, or better, the Acts of the resurrected Jesus Christ. At the time I wrote the Gospel or Life of Jesus, Theophilus was most excellent Theophilus. He was of noble birth and high position. He was a new follower of Jesus at that point, and because he was trained by the Greeks, like myself, it was important for him to make sure that he was not being fed a bunch of fairy tales. He wanted to know the facts about Jesus, what he did, and what he said. And so, I began my gospel account of Jesus Christ this way. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. One of those I met in collecting the facts for the gospel account I wrote was Mary, the mother of Jesus. What an outstanding woman! Her knowledge of Scripture and her experience of God were unique in so many ways. When I spoke to her personally about the events when the angel appeared to her, she was promised in marriage to Joseph, a young woman who loved and honored God, and she was a virgin. In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35, we read this account. And part of that is, the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God." I suppose Mary could have said no, and she would have missed the opportunity of a lifetime, eternity actually. But she chose to cooperate with God and participate in what God was doing in the world. So instead of saying no, she said, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" Gabriel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." She willingly provided her body to be that pure vessel in which the miracle of the ages took place, and God entered into full humanity in the womb of Mary. You've also heard the story of the shepherds. Today in the town of David is a Savior, has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. I suppose they could have said no, but instead they chose to cooperate with God and participate in what God was doing in the world. And when I spoke to them, the memory of that night was as fresh in their minds and lives as if it had just happened. One more story I want to leave with you today happened when Jesus was 8 days old. Mary and Joseph traveled the short distance from Bethlehem to the temple in Jerusalem for the religious rituals including the circumcision and naming of the child, Jesus, which means Yahweh is Savior. A number of wonderful things happened. One in particular involved an old man, Simeon. He was long dead by the time I was able to track down the story, but Mary verified it. As a young man, he had it revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now, you understand the importance of that, don't you? He would see the Anointed One. The Jewish people would speak of him as the Messiah. We Greeks refer to him as Christos, the Christ, the promised Savior who would come as God and King, not only for Israel, but for the whole world. On the very same day that Mary and Joseph entered the temple, in fact at the very same moment, Simeon was moved by the Spirit and he went into the temple courts. when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God. Now, I suppose that Simeon, even though he was moved by the Spirit, could have said, "No, I want to lie in bed a bit longer. I'm an old man. It's not my day for temple duty," or 1,001 other excuses. But he not only saw the Lord's Christ fulfilling the promise that had been given to him, but he took him in his arms, and he most likely participated in the presentation, the circumcision, and the naming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary told me the words that came from his lips. They were written upon her heart. Here is what Simeon said as he held Jesus in his arms as an infant. "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Now, you've lived 2,000 years later, and you're probably on the other side of the planet from these events, and still God is at work and calling people to cooperate with him and participate with him in what he is doing in the world. The issue for you is no different than it was for myself, or Mary, or the shepherds, or Simeon. You can say no. "I've got to finish my education," or "I've got to pay the mortgage," or 1,001 other excuses. Instead, you can choose to cooperate with God and participate in what he is doing in the world. The choice is yours.